speaking Latin. I had no idea what they were saying. It was this big, I mean, today you'd call it a beautiful church, but as a kid, it was this big stone thing, and this guy's, is that my time? Thank God. I told you I had a God in my life, and he thinks I'm done. And I just knew, at the age of five that I was alone. I was alone, and if there was a God, you know, like in Latin, I guess they were talking about God, and I was somehow outside, I got kicked out of that protection or umbrella or whatever that was. 5 years old, I knew I was alone. And so I had no use for this God that you were talking, you know, that people talked about. And I'm driving across Texas, my brother is half in the bag, and I just knew that there was a God there for me, right? It just came over me. And so when I got to California, I tried to find him. And so I met some Christians, and I will tell you that the resentments that I've had towards the church, I've made amends with. And I know today that this is my church, and that the other religions work for millions of people, and that's where they find their God. Mine is here in Alcoholics Anonymous. And so I found this group of Christian women, and they baptized me, and I'd already been baptized. And I was thinking I might be in trouble with the other church. And they gave me a Bible, but then they told me I couldn't talk to anyone that wasn't Christian. And these, if only I know, these people were lunatics, right? I don't know what, you know what I mean? I wouldn't know a good Christian if I tripped over them, and I'm sure there are. I know that there, today I know that there are. You know, I know that we all have our own path to God, our own path. And I got no business telling you what it is, what's right, what's wrong. I know it works for me. And so that didn't work out, so God wasn't there. And, you know, on November 15th, I ended up in Alcoholics Anonymous. And that's where I found God. But at first I found a guy. Because by the time, like, I don't know, September, October, I'm working in this bar. I am, you know, it was a giant bar. So there's like 8 bartenders in one bar and like 3 in another. And so we're doing those 2 drinks, right? Which whenever we got caught with a drink, it was always the second one. But really it was like the 10th, maybe the 11th. You know, by the time I got there, I don't want ice cubes. I don't want fruit. I don't want, you know what I mean? I don't want soda. I just don't drink out of the bottle because you might think something about me. But I didn't want, like, I don't, you know, I got no use for that stuff. I don't want the calories, whatever. And I had absolutely no one in my life. I used to call, this was the day of the answering machine. And I'd come home and I'd think, okay, it's going to be, and it wasn't on. And I'd call the operator and I'd say, I think my phone's broken, because the calls aren't coming through. And she'd bring it, and it wasn't. I had nobody in my life. I was living in a studio apartment that someone I worked with at the bar, I'd gone thrown out of the place that I was living. I don't know why. Apparently I'm not a good roommate. And so this woman said, she was 18, 19, she said I could come stay with her for a couple days. She had a Murphy bed, you know, and this little teeny kitchen, and I could stay for a couple days until I found something. And it was, I don't know, 6-7 weeks later, she moved out because she couldn't get rid of me. And I was surprised when I had to start paying the rent. It was like, landlord came, and but anyway, I was able to figure out how to pay rent, and there was nobody in my life, nobody, except when I went to the bar, and we usually worked like 3 days on, and then the rest of the time, and the only relationship I had was the guy at 7-Eleven, because I bought alcohol, because I wanted to be a good host if you came over, right? I wanted to have something to offer you to drink, right? And I was a good host for myself, and, you know, and then I get to the bar, and I loved, you know, anything Anything clever or wise did not come from me.